Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. How you doing out there, Moss? All right. Tommy wrote this song and pitched it to Dale McCurry this week, and I was speaking with, you know, Dale McCurry. All right. He was out there, him and his wife, Jean, and I told him about this song that Tommy had written. It's the first one he ever wrote, and that's what really gets to me. I probably wrote 100 that I threw away before I ever had one that I could keep. And on his first try, he writes this one about a good, so it's about this killing, and it's about this guy who comes in and finds his beloved with this with the sheriff's son. And well, he was the sheriff's only son, but to him, she was the only one, so he smelled the perfume, the powder, and the lead, and he shot them both. And it really is a good one, and when I played it for him, old Dale, he says, yeah, it sure is a good one there, Ron. And Gene says, yeah, that's a Dale McCurry song. Dale, go out there and change your clothes before you get back on stage there. You're going to look like you slept in your drawers there. Go backstage and get that suit off right now. And he goes, aight. And sure are good folks, those McCurrys. All right, without further ado, I'm going to shut up and let somebody else talk, because I don't know what's going on with
Man, you're doing a good job. Keep talking. Right, we're going to feature Mr. Steve Dilling here on a banjo tune that he plays the fire out of called the Clinch Mountain Backstep.